Nelson's COVID cases have swelled today and health officials are still trying to work out where they've come from. There are now 14 active cases in the area and another one will be officially added to tomorrow's figures. Two schools in the city remain closed with cases linked to them. Andrew McRae reports.
Queues of cars have snaked around Nelson today as people rush out for a test with news COVID has arrived. The cases are made up of two clusters, with 11 in one and 3 in the other. A possible connection between the two is being investigated. Nelson Marlborough DHB's Chief Medical Officer, Nick Baker, says it's too early to say how large the latest outbreak will get.
We don't know with the cases we've seen in the two small clusters whether we're close to the point at which COVID entered our community or whether we're distant. And that will go a long way to determine the number of cases we get over the coming days and weeks.
He says numbers will increase.
This is something that we've been planning for. It's now time to activate all of our plans and fine-tune them. It's also very important that community knows to double down and keep taking all the precautions that will make life hard for COVID.
Chief Executive Lexi O'Shea says the DHB's been planning for such an outbreak for some time and is ready.
Our hospitals are on standby and we continue to fine-tune their plans. This is something we've done before. In 2020, we had an outbreak. However, this time, all our health workers are vaccinated. This time, our community is vaccinated. And this time, we're applying the learnings from last time.
Dr. Baker says it's too early for genomic sequencing results to be back from the two clusters.
We do not have a clarity as to exactly how the virus got into our community. And in a way, that's not a surprise in that as we see more COVID spreading across New Zealand, there will be more opportunities for it to move from place to place. And we will get more cases emerging, just like we're seeing here.
He says residents shouldn't get too despondent about the outbreak.
If you look at the way this took off in Northland, Waikato, Bay of Plenty, it's not uncommon to get these sorts of numbers early on. The numbers we're getting reflect spread before people knew they had COVID. So now in the future, people will be earlier to pick up they've got COVID and infect smaller numbers of people.
Dr. Baker says the region is vastly better prepared than last year by having high vaccination rates. 92% have had their first dose and 85% a second.